And welcome back to Positive Choice Talk Radio. This is Eric, still with you here on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us. This half hour, we are happy to welcome back the Energy Enhancement Forum, sponsored in part by Energy Enhancement Systems, Hawaii, and Santacia, a scalar wave energy spa, which, of course, is an energy chamber that's located right in the SeaTac airport area, so very convenient for the whole Puget Sound. This spa features a unique energy enhancement system that generates a healing energy field that anyone can enter into and experience unique benefits physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Of course, your host is Debbie Saunders. Welcome back, Debbie. Good
nice
to see you in the
back.
Studio for nice. Once.
Really, really enjoyed being back, Eric.
You know, over the last few weeks, you've had discussions with various guests on this technology. And how would you say, in a nutshell, how would you describe it?
Well, Eric, as you mentioned, the energy enhancement system is really a simply a it's an application of the phenomenon in physics known as scalar or zero-point energy. And as you said, it's actually a room you can enter into in which this field, which is a safe and healthy one, is generated in. Now, this subject of zero-point energy has engaged the effort of many of the world's best minds. Probably the most notable was Nikola Tesla. You've probably heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
He was a genius ahead of his time in the early 20th century. It was actually Tesla that invented the alternating current induction motor that underlies the vast electrical power grid system we have in place today.
We have AC and DC electricity, and
right.
AC, of course, is the most common kind that runs to all our houses.
So. Right, but this guy, being as famous as he was, wasn't known for another research project he had, and that was tapping into this pervasive zero-point field that exists in space and time, and he had not only proved that it had existed, but that it wasn't even harmful, and it promised an unlimited use because it was a natural source of energy. And, of course, later Einstein even validated the existence of this field. And the Tesla watch. You've heard of the Tesla watch?
Uh-huh.
That's where that came from, and that was based on zero-point technology. Later on, the most current study probably that I've mentioned before on the show was the 2001 study by Dr. Glenn Ryan at the Stanford University. He's actually going to be doing further research on the energy enhancement system in collaboration with the company's founder, Dr. Sandra Rose Michael. Because
she's been on the program with you several times.
Yeah, she has, and she's located in Honolulu. And what they're finding out and what has piqued everyone's interest is that its healing benefits are really being rapidly realized, and it's like a tip of the iceberg when we start talking about the benefits being realized with the technology. And that's why we decided to do this forum, hoping to raise people's consciousness about this energy field that's unharmful. And to that end, you might want to take down this important telephone number, 206-242-1878. We at Santacia want you to experience 1 hour in the energy enhancement system on us. We're going to mention that number again, 206-242-1878, or toll-free at 1-866-383-7313. You can book your free session or request information on leasing or purchasing the EES system.
Phone numbers can be kind of hard to remember, especially if you're driving. Do you have a website?
Yes, we do. That's scalarwaveonline.com, and scalar is spelled S-C-A-L-A-R, waveonline.com. But right now, in keeping with our forum's quest for knowledge regarding what's being done with this technology, we're very privileged to have as our special guest today Dr. Gregory Gerber, who will share with us some professional insights that he has experienced and is helping to validate with further research on this technology. First, a short background on Dr. Gerber. He went to Yale, got his BA in psychology, and then on to the Medical University of South Carolina. He went to Baylor University College of Medicine in Houston for his residency in physical medicine and rehabilitation. He is board certified and is currently on staff at Memorial Southwest Hospital in Houston in his 22nd year of practice. Within that hospital, he's been chief of internal medicine, in charge of about 250 internists. In addition to that work, he has been responsible for opening up 6 other hospitals in Southwest Houston. And of those hospitals, he's either chief of staff or president of those facilities. With all that under his belt, he has earned the respect of not just a few people. And today he's going to talk to us about his views on scalar wave technology and how it relates to a paradigm shift from the healthcare model he's been a servant to these many years, and perhaps help us to see where we can expect to go in the future with this technology. Welcome to our forum, Dr. Gerber. Thank you so much for taking time to speak with us today.
Oh, Deb, it's a pleasure to be on.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. We heard your fantastic bio.
Well, thank you so very much for all those kind words. I'm a physician in Southwest Houston, and I work both as an inpatient and an outpatient physician, and have clinic work as well as hospital-based work in the Southwest section of Houston, Texas.
Okay, and Jerry, I believe last time you mentioned geriatrics was, you work a lot with that too.
I see a large number of folks in clinical settings, outside of hospital and in nursing facilities, and do a lot of geriatric work, yes.
Wow, and by the sound of the time you've invested, that's a good quarter of a century into the allopathic medical model that we see in place today. I need to ask you a question about what that view is, if it's changed with regards to alternative interventions, such as when we start using energy fields and putting people in fields of energy that, and comparing it to the medical model.
Well, I feel that the medical model, in just plain, is not meeting the needs of our community. I have been interested and decided to continue to my education in looking into different forms of treatments. As a physical medicine doctor, following through and looking at different types of devices is part of my training. And as such, I was led to the energy enhancement system that was developed by Sandra Rose Michaels.
Wow. So, but as a medical doctor, is it deemed as quackery on the part of your peers? Is this real science fiction? What, in your estimation?
Well, first and foremost, it is real. As for the viewpoint of many of the allopathic doctors, they're just not educated with regard to these concepts. And in many of my conversations with my peers at lunch and throughout the hospital settings, I'll have an opportunity to just have them think about the fact that we are currently using concepts in allopathic medicine that are based on pre-Einstein concepts.
Wow.
And now we're 60 years later, and it's just time for us to accept in science what has been accepted in the other worlds, or I should really say accept in medicine what has already been shown through scientific studies and concepts of acceptance in physics. So I kind of approach them from that perspective.
Right. Now, when did you first meet the founder of the technology, Dr. Sandra Rose Michaels, and what was your impression of her?
Well, I first met Sandra Rose Michaels in December, a brief 8 or 9 months ago. She is a remarkable individual who is of the highest integrity and has the skills, both scientific and knowledge, with regard to the development of this technology. I was somewhat a skeptic when I first was introduced to these concepts, but then through utilization and exposure, I found that the science behind this is very, very sound.
So do you anticipate playing a more active role in promoting Dr. Michaels' endeavors with regards to this technology as a viable treatment method for everyone?
Absolutely. I have found this to be a totally safe means of allowing folks to enter into wellness concepts and wellness endeavors. And this is something that I have been, as a physician, interested in supporting and will continue to support for the near and very distant future.
Wow. So what has happened in the Houston area, for instance? Are you encouraging or have you opened up clinics that
We have a clinic, the Enhancement Institute here in Houston. It is set in a medical setting with a strong psychological bent under the direction of Dr. Leonard Richards and Dr. Nancy White. And I am functioning as their medical director there and have had an opportunity to see folks within their practice and also have been utilizing it with individuals in my practice.
And who are you directing to these clinics? And why usually?
Well, with regard to their practices, it's primarily the folks that they have. Many children with learning disabilities seems to be a strong portion of their practice. And then they have folks with as psychologists who seem to have challenges in their life. In my aspect, I've had folks with different disease processes and illness model that I have been utilizing with spinal cord injury, stroke, as hip replacement, knee replacement, individuals that would come into my clinical practice.
Right. Well, we're going to take a short break, but once again, we're going to get right back to you. It's so interesting finding more out about it. My name is Debbie Saunders, your host for today's Energy Enhancement Forum. Be sure to call San Facia at 206-242-1878 or toll-free at 1-866-383-7313 for that free one-hour session. We'll be taking a brief commercial break.
I do want to remind people they can visit your website as well, which
right. Is
scalarwaveonline.com. So if you're driving, just try and remember scalarwaveonline.com. And, of course, Debbie's numbers are available right there, and you can book that session, Scalar Wave Online. We're coming right back with more Positive Choice Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Pam.
And I'm Rochelle.
We're inviting you to tune in to our show, Chat with Women, every Wednesday at noon for an hour of fun.
You'll be inspired, motivated, educated, informed, and have some real laughs.
Get real advice about anything from two women who have experienced a lot of life. They want to share their joy and knowledge of life with you. These two women are young enough to remember and old enough to know.
Don't miss Chat with Women every Wednesday at 12 noon.
Right here on Positive Choice Talk Radio.
What's keeping you from living an extraordinary life? Your symptoms, stress, inability to change?
Network Care will give you new body-mind strategies to change your body and change your life.
Experience it for yourself.
Call Center of the Universe Network Care at 206-297-1126. Mention the station and receive your initial visit for only $50, half off our normal fee.
Call us at 206-297-1126.
And tune in for Live an Extraordinary Life, Mondays at noon as part of Positive Choice Talk Radio.
Modern medical treatments focus on a specific symptom or problem. Traditional Chinese medicine treats not only the ailment, but addresses your body's entire health system. The Advanced Wellness Center in Bellevue uses proven traditional Chinese medicine to treat a broad range of health issues. To learn more, call the Advanced Wellness Center in Bellevue at 425-462-9355 or visit us on the internet at advancedwellnesscenter.com. .net.
Don't forget, this is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to KKNW's Positive Choice Talk Radio, 1150 AM. My name is Debbie Saunders, and you are listening to our Energy Enhancement Forum. For more information on our program or purchase or leasing options, you can reach us on the web at scalarwaveonline.com. Now, that's Scalar, S-C-A-L-A-R, waveonline.com. Right now, we'd like to get back to our special guest, Dr. Greg Gerber, out of Houston Southwest Memorial Hospital. Dr. Gerber, I want to finish up our thought when we left for break. When you ask people to use, recommend the clinics with the energy enhancement system, do they ask questions such as, what does it feel like? Does it hurt? Has anything ever bad happened to anyone in this system?
Absolutely. Those would be the natural questions for folks to ask. And as for describing what it feels like, well, that's highly variable for most individuals. But for folks who are just average, they don't feel a thing. They don't notice a thing. There is absolutely nothing that could possibly harm anyone in any way. And it is, as for a bad experience, I think you asked that, the only thing that sometimes happens is folks have a detoxification process, which I think is best handled by making sure that they drink plenty of fluids and keep themselves exceptionally well hydrated either before or after their sessions, And if possible, they could use some salt baths after their sessions.
Right. Now, salt baths, I am very big on Hawaiian sea salt baths, as is Dr. Michael, who's from Hawaii, but it's so important in that process. Now, you told me also that you have a system in your own house around your bed, and I'd like to ask if you'd share with us your experiences with just, you know, on that level.
Absolutely. I had a system installed. It's a 4-unit, and it was installed on February the 16th of this year. I've had remarkable things happening in my life. First and foremost, my sleep requirements became less. I generally had been sleeping at that time. I did a lot of meditation, and I continue to do a great deal of meditation, 2.5 to 3 hours a day. And my sleep requirements at that time were at about 6 hours. And now I'd say my sleep requirement is closer to 4 or 4.5 hours. What I've also noted that's fairly interesting to me is that my dreams are far more vivid.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that the largest effect that I've noticed is that I have remarkable clarity of thought. And as such, we are what we think in addition to what we eat and breathe. But in particular, the clarity of thought and to be able to effortlessly move through those projects that are presented to me in my workaday world and in my personal life, it's just a remarkably different experience now versus early February of this year.
Wow. Well, let me play the devil's advocate again. What about those detox reactions? Did you experience any negative reactions from your time at home in your own environment?
Well, up until very recently, I would have answered that no. However, when I added a significant change in my nutritional system and I started using higher energy food sources such as spirulina, I have found that I did have a fairly significant detoxification process that's just occurred in the last 48 hours time frame. And that manifested primarily in the format and probably in an error in technique on my part in that I did not adequately hydrate myself. And I had some GI distress and some myalgias that occurred.
Wow. Well, it's good that you brought that out because a lot of people are concerned about this possible detoxification processes. We've seen at San Facia anywhere from headaches to just feeling nauseous. Is that to be expected too?
Well, the answer to that is yes, that can happen if indeed you, and as a matter of fact, it is probably the body doing its detoxification and its very best at doing that. And if you give it the right resources, which is, and I will only emphasize again, lots of good water, and making sure that you use those salt baths, Dr. Michael assures me that this won't occur. But sometimes we don't do that, and I was here in Houston, and it was hot and sticky, and I got depleted on my water supply, and I think that's what tripped me into an additional myalgic type of condition.
Right. Well, water certainly is the most important. I know at San Facia they have a good supply of water on hand, and they'll send you home with bath salts if you don't have any at home, too. Now, your family has been using the system, too. Who are they, and what were their experiences?
My son, Grant, has used the system, and he's at 22 years old, off at college, and he had a very brief exposure when he came through during the spring. It's been about an hour, and in the unit and had a nice deep sleep. And thereafter, an area of his life where he had some difficulties with learning disabilities resolved spontaneously. And he reported, "Dad, I just plain can think better, read better." And he had a particular challenge with a math course that he had taken several times. And he said, "Dad, I didn't work any better, but I got a B in this course." And the previous two trips through that course, he had been unsuccessful.
That's just wonderful. In fact, he could have just replicated the words that came out of my son's own mouth when he couldn't read because he was severely dyslexic. A week later, after being in a system in Palm Springs for 2 hours, he was retaining phonetic principles. It sounds crazy, but it truly does affect and balance out both hemispheres of the brain.
That's been clearly shown by Dr. Here in Houston with Dr. Nancy White. She does a lot of work with the QEEG, and it is just remarkable to see how quickly, after their exposure, folks balance out their hemispheres and just begin to be able to think and function as they were intended.
What about people like Eric, who's got perfect brainwave patterns? Will he ever see any change?
The answer to that is yes, I think he will. I think that there's a amplification. And again, Eric, I'll go through to the concept of clarity of thought. I'm sure that as an advanced individual, that you understand how important that is.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. A few weeks ago, we mentioned where we had a conversation with Jeb Barton about the effects of the technology on insomnia. You're saying your sleep patterns had improved greatly, right?
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that I get back from my folks that I send through, my patients who go through, is that they just plain sleep better. Now, I've asked them to take their medications that they're ingesting, though usually not ones that I have prescribed because I'm not doing too much prescription any longer. At any rate, to have them take their prescriptions into the chamber themselves so that they have the added efficacy presented by having them reinforced in the chamber.
Right, and not only that, the cell wall permeability improves greatly within that system, doesn't it?
Absolutely, so that there's higher efficacy throughout the whole system when the cell membrane is functioning well. That's what really seems to be what allows this technology to be the healing process that it is. When the cell membrane goes back to minus 70 to minus 90 millivolts, then the cell is functioning perfectly and it's in its ideal state.
Wow, with this kind of technology then, I can only think of the potential within the medical field as well as the homeopathic field or naturopath field. Are you seeing interest in being generated in other countries besides the United States?
Absolutely. A tremendous amount of interest is going on in the developing world. Over in Kiev and the Ukraine, they are particularly interested. All of the ICP nations have been very interested in our technology. We have interest in Korea. We have interest in Japan. We have units going in Dubai. It's remarkable. And I apologize. I'm being short-sighted on not mentioning Brazil and Ecuador. No, the international interest in this is just plain tremendous.
And you've been working with Dr. Victor Marcial Vega, and he's out of Puerto Rico. Are you going to do any more work in the near future?
Yes, we're working on some work, particularly interested in doing work with diabetes.
Oh.
And Victor has been helping us develop some clinical with Dr. Anouk Kanadian, who is out of Harvard. Mm-hmm. And we're putting together a study with regard to the impact this will have with regard to diabetic control.
Dr. James DeBoer was on earlier, too, and he mentioned the profound effect on diabetics by being in this system.
James, yeah, no question. Jim says that 100% of his individuals who were exposed had stabilization of their blood glucoses while utilizing the technology.
Wow.
100%. You can't get much better than that.
So you must be pretty excited about working with Dr. Michael and the growth of this company.
Absolutely. I will be spending a great deal of my time and energies having this presented throughout the world. Yeah.
Now, will you be putting in more clinics in the Houston area, or do you want to expand it more on the international?
I believe we'll be doing both, but more on the international. And what I'm finding from my perspective is I'm having individuals contact me because I have some additional knowledge with regard to the integral medicine aspect of things. So I'm having physicians and other practitioners contact me in order to be a resource for them in developing their clinics.
Wow, that's really, really fantastic news to finally have it here in Seattle for one thing. You know, unfortunately, we've run out of time. We really want to thank you, Dr. Gerber, for your time with us today. And also Dr. Sandra Rose Michael and Energy Enhancement Systems of Hawaii, as well as Sanfacia, Seattle's first scalar wave energy spa. Please be sure to join us next Tuesday at 2:30 for further discussions on the scalar wave phenomena. If you haven't gotten our numbers, it's 242-1878, area code 206 right here in Seattle area, or toll free at 866-383-7313 for that free one-hour session. I'm Deborah Saunders, your host for the Energy Enhancement Forum. Thank you for joining me, only on Positive Choice Talk Radio.
And don't forget that website, scalarwaveonline.com.